Great time. Be a part of our extended family.
Come to the extended family. Come and have some fun.
Skating a pirouette on ice, yeah. And welcome to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Wow, look at you. Almost did that like you were like a little ballerina and you were like choreographing like a dance, you know?
Yeah.
Honestly, kind of true.
I'm Dean. I'm your little ballerina for this evening, morning.
I'm Megan. Yesterday, Labor Day was Labor Day.
That was really good.
Thank you. I'm still on Tumblr, guys. And there's like a meme that goes around every Labor Day that's like a little puppet saying, today, Labor Day is Labor Day. Okay. Get your workplaces unionized, everybody.
That's right.
If you're not unionizing this week, What are you doing? Me recording this right now and not going to my union's labor parade. But you know what? They got it. They're gonna be so cute. But yeah, we heart unions.
We do.
Is what I have we to
do.
Say.
Do you know what we don't heart? The Canadian Air Force.
Oh my God. Yeah, sorry.
We live in Toronto, folks.
It's the X, and the planes are doing their loop-de-loops every day. So, sorry about the noise.
And I'm not allowed to say the things that I want to say would happen to these planes. So I'm not going to say them.
Okay.
But I think I've implanted that idea in your mind.
Okay.
Listeners.
Yeah, it's very loud. It's loud.
It's annoying. They burn like a liter of fuel a second for no reason.
I was at the library and they were doing them and a patron was like, oh my God, is that the military? And I was like, I think so, but like they're doing jokes. She was like, okay. So I was like, don't worry, girl. We're good.
Yeah.
We're safe. I don't know who drives them. I'm assuming they're in the military. Is there like hobbyist plane?
No.
I don't think so.
No, they've got to be. Like the Blue Angels or whatever.
Yeah, we know a lot about planes in the military on this show. Anyway, what did we just hear?
We just heard We Ruled the School by Belle and Sebastian. Because school's back, folks.
Oh, yeah. It's school.
It's the August is over. And it's cooled right down. Like, we're like barreling into fall already.
I know.
Pumpkin spice lattes are back already.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw, but we're doing BDS, obviously, so we're not buying them.
I was at a chocolate store yesterday, and they had a full Halloween section and also a full Christmas section. And
wow.
I was like, wow, it's
all happening.
Yeah, it's 1 second away from holiday time.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, I can't lie. It's the best like time of the year.
September
to December is like bangers only.
Yeah.
Except for November, which everyone knows sucks.
Yeah, because we don't respect the troops either. I think we've made that clear in our previous section.
We're mad about these planes.
Yeah. I love the army. I just can't stand the troops.
Okay. That's a bit for everyone. RMC, sorry.
Yeah, you know, sorry.
Just kidding.
Yeah, the trooplets.
Oh my God. Okay, we have to move on.
Okay.
What are we hearing? We'll talk about school later.
We're playing Abong Jayar, I believe.
I'm gonna let you do that one.
I think I've done it perfectly. It's Abong Jayar. The song is Sweet Danger, and it rules. Here we go.
Thank you. tomorrow. Baby, did you not know I'm a single? I'm a wild boy, baby, I am trouble. I am trouble. I wrap you up, I spin you out, I break your heart. Baby, I'm a bad man. I'm a bad man. Don't take your daddy, don't take your mommy. You get in trouble for playing with me.
affect me, I just might. It's never been so expensive to find the time to come to your senses. I won't ask you for a lie. On an ocean woman, running into the fires with no damn fears.
Folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard No Damn Fears by Sloan. That's a new track by Sloan, if you can believe that.
Wow.
Before that, we heard Fan Club Wallet.
I'm thinking of the like comic where he's like, no fear, and then you edit it to say whatever,
one fear.
And then it says one fear.
I can't even say what the original comic
was. I don't think it's radio appropriate.
Yeah. But it's one of those things. Look it up, folks, the No Fear, One Fear t-shirt thing. It's one of those things where like the original comic is always funnier than any of the edits.
Yeah.
But anyway, that was No Damn Fears by Sloan. Before that, we heard Fan Club Wallet with their track New Distraction. And at the top, we heard Obong JR with Sweet Danger. JR, nice. Perhaps.
Yes. Okay, Mac DeMarco has a new album out.
Yes, he does. It's called Guitar. It came out on Friday.
Yeah. He did an interview with, what magazine was that?
It's actually a paper. It's the Sydney Herald in Australia.
Cool.
With Robert Morin, gave a little interview. Mac talks about sobriety. He talks about how he's building a well on his property in BC.
Oh, I thought that was a metaphor. He's literally building a well.
He's talking about how he talks about how one Wayne G was like not a troll.
Yeah.
Which I don't agree. One Wayne G, for the record, was the record that he put out. Yeah, it was like 200 songs. Most of them were like 2 minutes. Most of them had no lyrics. It was just him like doodling around. And then like I guess he expected us, the fans, to like comb through and find the actual good music in all of that dreck. And we did, but like that's your job, sir. That's not my job.
No, but he's saying, oh, it wasn't a middle finger. Like I was just sharing it and putting it out there. I didn't say that anyone had to like listen to the whole thing, kind of thing. And
but
the
yes,
people
you
that are interested would listen to whatever they want.
I'm considering it a middle finger.
Okay. Well, he's saying that's not how he intended it. But what I like about this interview is that he also talks about how I think Heart to Heart went like viral on TikTok. Mm-hmm. And he was like really skeptical of its success. And he was talking about how like when it came out, became really popular. It was a while after it came out. A lot of other like music industry people were telling him like he was saying his distributors were like, advertise, like do more, like push this song even more. Like you can get a lot of like, you know, plays and fame out of this. But he has his own record label and he was like, no, I don't want to do that. Because he was talking about how like you can have like a billion streams on Spotify or whatever and then you do a show and like no one comes to the show. I kind of feel, though, that, like, people do go to the shows. Like, this is, like, I feel like I've been complaining about it on this show for years, but, like, when a song blows up on TikTok, like, people do buy the concert tickets, which is great. Like, you know, they're seeing.
And they put their phone up for that one song.
For the one song, and then they leave after the song. So, I mean, it's interesting that he's kind of, like, I mean, it's fair that to say, like, I don't trust this fame because it might not, like, translate into, like, longevity. But it is interesting that he's like, no, it has like no bearing on my rest of my career, because I feel like it definitely does. Like it I think it would sort of catapult you. But what surprises me is that Heart to Heart was the one to blow up. I guess it just like fit well with like a TikTok, like some sort of
format
people were doing. But like his first two albums are so much like catchier, and also what I think like TikTok teens would be into, just like I was into them as a teenager.
Well, they're
like teenager
masterpieces,
music, you know,
man.
Like
they're so good.
So I'm surprised that like more of those songs haven't blown up. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, everything old is new again. Give it like 20 years.
Yeah,
and then
I'm
blow
sure
up.
They or like 5 days. I don't know. TikTok happens really fast. But yeah, I liked Mac DeMarco. He seems like a cool guy. I'm not really into the new stuff he puts out as much. Like, I'm just not a musician and, like, don't, like, really listen to, like, that much, like, noodly music in general. But I appreciate him as a person.
He kind of
styled our whole, like, you know, cuspy generation, like, little group.
Totally. He is the, you know, the patron saint of I don't know, geriatric Zoomers or young millennials, whatever you want to call us. He's the one who convinced all my friends to start smoking cigarettes, so we'll always be thankful for him for that.
We hate to see that.
The new record's called Guitar. It's pretty mellow. It's pretty laid back, as you can imagine. This track I'm going to play is called Phantom. Here we go, Mac DeMarco.
Sure, I'd give it up just for one more chance to say good night, all my love. Was it real or just fantasy? Your phantom sits with me when I'm all alone. I love you still. Spells and singing silly songs. You knew all along. Hold your love before it's gone. Your phantom sits with me when I'm all alone. I love you still. On my chartreuse four-door Lincoln. On the dock, the fish were stinking. I simply didn't have a care. And the old men sit round the cracker barrels. The children hum their Christmas carols. The train tracks all run parallel, but they'll all meet up one day on a dusty view in a vestibule. Since the devil played
Hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. You can also listen to us on CFRC.ca or any radio player apps that you like on your cellular devices.
Yeah.
We just heard John Prine, He Forgot It Was Sunday. he forgot that it was Sunday, pardon me. Before that, we heard Spoon, Chateau Blues. That's a new track. And right at the top, we heard another brand spanker, Mac DeMarco, with his track Phantom off of Guitar, out now.
Wow, yes. Music.
That's right. That's what we do here, baby.
Okay, I went to the Stratford Festival. I had never been before. It is so cute and fun. I see why everybody wants to go there. I just think that Stratford is such an interesting little town. I didn't see that much of it, but
like, I think two members of the band are from Stratford.
Of the band? Oh,
the band. The band.
There was a guy wearing a band t-shirt when I was there.
And so. Justin Bieber also.
I did know that one. Yeah. Okay. But apparently Stratford is like, the population is quite small. Mm. My friend said 30,000. She could be like literally so wrong. I have no idea. But
just a cute little downtown. It's very Victorian. Bigger downtown than Kingston, you said, in terms of like so the cute shops.
This is what I was surprised about, is that... Okay, it says that the population is, 33,000, which is small. Like, that's much smaller than Kingston. But literally, like, their downtown is multiple streets. Like, I feel like it's bigger than Kingston's downtown. It, like, has, like, these huge cultural events. And I feel like, honestly, the festival just, like, keeps... a very strong downtown.
Yeah, like, and I imagine thriving. It services a lot of, like, the rural communities around. Like, everyone goes to Stratford for their shopping or whatever.
Yeah, but it was just, like, it was very adorable. I liked the little Victorian neighborhoods also reminded me of Kingston a little bit. But the festival itself was very cool and fun. To remind you to go back to your seats after intermission and at the very beginning, they have like people come out with giant trumpets and they do a little trumpet dance and they have flags coming off the trumpets. Like,
fun.
So, I mean, they're not trumpets. I don't know anything about instruments, but the play I saw was Dangerous Liaisons.
Right.
My friends had bought the tickets. I had no idea what this play was. I had never heard of it before.
If you're familiar with the film Cruel Intentions with Sarah Michelle Gellar and Reese Witherspoon and a guy.
And a guy. We were all in the... When we were in the play, we're like, okay, there's Reese Witherspoon. There's Sarah Michelle Gellar. And then there's like a 90s guy.
Yeah.
question mark.
Who's not Freddie Prinze Jr.
No, I know. That's
the
only
different
one
guy.
I know. A different 90s guy. But I was watching it. And I was like, wait a minute, is this Cruel Intentions? It was the raunchiest play I have ever seen in my life. I'm not a playgoer, so like my repertoire is not very big, but like there were intimate scenes on stage, which I had never experienced before, and I thought, wow, being an actor is actually a crazy job. I do not envy these people. That is wild that they have to do that in front of all of us, and we're just sitting here, and like everyone else in the audience was 95 years old, and and also it's one of those plays where you're like, oh, these people are kind of evil, but they're like funny, and you know, they're the main characters, so you're like, haha, wow, that's great. And then they're like, no, they're really evil.
Yeah,
you're a bad person for laughing at their jokes. And you're like, oh, no. A few tough scenes to watch, I would say. Apparently, there was a bunch of disclaimers on the website. But again, I was handed a ticket when I showed up. This was my friends planned this trip, and I had no idea kind of thing. And I was like, wow. It's like the movie Cruel Intentions. There's some tough scenes to watch in that one, too. You know. Things that are bad people doing bad things. But anyway,
I love this review.
The production, thank you. I told you, I go to a lot of plays. The production was great. I thought the acting was so good. The sets were great. The costuming was literally amazing. Like they had, I hate sometimes when they like set an old play in modern day and they're like, we're all gonna wear jeans. And I'm like, boo, like what am I even coming here for? This was not the case. They were in full giant French Revolution era outfits.
Cool.
Like they had like the huge skirts, like with the hoops and everything. Oh my gosh, it was so fun. It's like so fun to just watch people walk around in outfits like that. Like it's just, I thought they did a 10 out of 10 job. The acting was super good. Go to the Stratford Festival, everyone. It's fun. The downtown's so cute. The plays are so good.
Cool.
I wish I saw
they've
more
got
plays.
Chocolate.
Yeah, and like there's chocolate shops and bakeries and such. There was also a giant car show and also 10 different artist markets and everything.
Nice.
It was very bumping.
Boy, could my dad drive a car.
I don't know what that's from.
Joe Biden said that one time.
Oh, okay.
It made me laugh.
Anyway, that's my review.
All right. Well, up next, folks, speaking of blasts from the past, we've got Death Cab for Cutie's Plans is 20 years old this week. So we're going to play Summer Skin off of that, a song that mentions Labor Day.
Yesterday. Exactly.
Ever cast. The water.
Hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Billy Bragg and Wilco with Walt Whitman's Niece. Before that, we heard Beach House with Wildflower. That track is off of Depression Cherry, which is 10 years old this week.
Wow.
And then at the top of your Death Cab for Cutie with Summer Skin off of Plans, which is 20 years old this week.
Wow.
Crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Folks, I went to Taconic State Park in beautiful upstate New York.
So Dean is a nation traitor?
Yes.
As we
Yeah, I directly handed money over to the Trump regime, which I apologize for. There were actually a lot of the Americans that I met were like apologetic
Yeah,
oh about their president, which made me laugh. But Taconic State Park is like an hour or so south of Albany, and it's pretty cool. It was a big iron mining site. They still have like the old like 1840s forge. Like it's this huge structure that they would just like dump ore into and then, you know, get the iron out. It's very cool. There's like waterfalls. It's a beautiful park. Yeah, lots of fun history. There was like a little museum we were tooting around in. But like there's lots of old buildings around. And the reason why my family likes this place so much is that they are pickers. They love to like okay, what I'm going to describe to you is literally illegal. But they love to take things from state parks.
That's and not
they,
good.
I know. They love to mostly it started with like rocks or like leaves. But now with this place, because there's like it's a historic site, there's tons of like artifacts you can find when you're just like traipsing around in the bush. So they go out at night after the like state park employees have retired for the evening, and they go with their flashlights and their headlamps, and they just comb around in the bush with like shovels and trowels and find treasures. Mostly that's it's old bottles.
Just wild because like the whole point of the state park is that it has all these treasures things. In yeah. one spot. Yeah. That is like they are there for a specific reason. Mm. It, like they were there because of this historic factor and they're all there together. Anyway, whatever. Yeah.
But like in fairness, I don't defend this, you know, practice. I did not partake. I went with him, but I didn't take anything myself. There's a lot. There's like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of bottles just like strewn around in the woods. I agree.
There's a lot of rock in Stonehenge. People started stealing that stuff.
This is true. No, I completely agree with you. But my pops found like an old snake oil bottle that I looked up and it's from like 1840. On eBay, they're selling it for like $70.
Nice.
So that was a good find. My aunt found a couple of pocket watches that were like sort of rusted shut. But they're still like old pocket watches.
That's cool.
And then myself and my uncle found one of the buildings that like was the administration building for the ironworks. They just like left a door open. So my uncle and I went inside to like snoop around, and they've got like an old Singer sewing machine. They've got like an old copy of A Christmas Carol from like 1840 again something. Wow. Lots of like old jars and bottles and like little like company scrip because they were paid in company scrip.
Wow,
it's a very cool site. Taconic State Park. There is a Lake Taconic around there. Very cool. Bash Bish Falls. I don't know why it's not Bish Bash, it's Bash Bish. I cannot tell you why, but that's like the little creek that runs through it. It's a beautiful area. We love upstate New York, upstate New York supremacy. So much better than southern Ontario.
Oh, rude.
I know, I'm sorry.
Okay, well, what songs do we have up next?
Up next, we've got The Beths. Their album Straight Line Was a Lie, I think this is their third record, just released, and I'm going to play the title track, Straight Line Was a Lie, The Beths.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Sorry, I was thinking about something else.
1, 2, 3, 4!
If I can't